you know, you learn what a guy's limitations are, and you get Jerry set up on a ratchet. Buddy, when he walked away from that ratchet, couldn't nobody get a lick on him. I mean, he was a hard worker and could draw. He was an artist out of this world. And we only got to work with Jerry for about, I guess, about a year. And I asked him to send him back every time, because he was just, and he kind of had the, probably his intellect was probably that, and his demeanor was probably that of a, you know, a 10 or 11 year old kid, just a happy person. And he ended up in the hospital with a, he had a brain aneurysm, and ended up dying on us. But you run into people like that, that have had a hard time,
right.
And you get them on the boat, and it's just a place. It's just the place for them. It seems like.
Right.
And we get a lot of guys. This is one place, the river. None of us are very smart when we're young, and some of us end up in situations that we shouldn't have been in, and didn't have the tools or experience to make the right decision. And, you know, a lot of our guys, some of our guys, not a lot of them, I mean, it's not a bunch of rogue people, but you know, guys end up and do the wrong thing in their youth and end up and having to go to jail or something, do a little jail time, and come out. And they can come to the river. They can come to the river. And there may be other industries like this, but I don't know of them. But you can come to the river, and you can take those mistakes of youth, and you can put them behind you. Just by hard work and dedication, you can put those behind you and turn out to do something and so, you know, support your family and become something. And, you know, myself, I mean, you know, I'm a good example of it. How stupid was it to quit school? I mean, it was just so stupid. Thank God for educational TV and books and everything, because while I was in school, I had no interest in school, none whatsoever. History is the only thing I had interest in. But once I was out of school, and that's another thing about the boat. You get on a boat, and I've saw guys come on a boat. I wasn't that bad, but I've had people on the boat when I was younger, not so much anymore. They couldn't read and write, but they learned on a boat. They would sit on a boat, and other guys on the boat would mentor them. And I thought it was the funniest thing. I came down and this mate of mine that I spoke of, this pilot now, he was sitting on the couch with a man and had a girly magazine, and he was teaching the man to read with that girly magazine. And he taught him to read. He really did. And I thought, well, that's really not your normal textbook for that. But that's one of the great things about the river, is you can take those mistakes of youth, and you can come on a boat, and if you want to put them behind you, you can put them behind you and make something out of yourself. It's a great place. I think it's a good job. It's got, like I say, you're gone away from your family. That takes some dedication, and you have to manage that. But I think, looking back, I had more quality time with my children, and I think they'll tell you this, that I had more quality time with them than I would have, or some of their friends that their fathers had that went to work every day,
right.
And worked all day and then came home and were tired. They were tired. I would come home for 30 days and we could do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I could focus on them. And it was all a good time. They got away with a lot because I wasn't going to be the bad guy either.
Right.
So it worked out pretty good. But
so if you